This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airways with 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And how are you both doing? I'm still reeling from the awesome Fork Fest that we had.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm good. I didn't go to Pork Fest, Fork Fest, any
that's
of the fests.
But, I mean, you're pregnant, so that's sort of
probably
understandable.
Probably shouldn't go to festivals if you're pregnant.
Well, I mean, you're always welcome, pregnant or not. It's just probably unlikely to be comfortable, right?
Well, there's the camping, which is basically just poverty as a hobby. And then there's all the drugs, which are not good for tiny babies, so.
No, but speaking of drugs, you know, police like arresting people for drugs because they don't have anything better to do with their time. You know, like testing any of the 20,000 untested rape kits or anything, you know, positive or helpful like that.
Well, police don't do rape kits.
Yeah, to be fair, that's more of a crime lab thing, which I do love that they call it a crime lab and not a science lab. It's like, here's the lab where we commit crimes.
Well, that is accurate, at least. But coming to us from Fox News, you have a story about police suicides, which is not exactly something that I'm happy about. Because I generally don't want people to be so depressed or so anxious that they, you know, they kill themselves.
I want there to be less cops, and the
That'd
method of which that happens, I don't feel morally able to have a preference as to how that comes about, because
so
they
quitting,
still have victims.
To you, them quitting is functionally equivalent to killing themselves? I would rather they just stop being cops.
I mean, like, okay, maybe preference was not the right word to use there. So, yes, I would rather them stop being cops and stop supporting the system. But as long as they still have victims, I don't feel morally able to be picky about the method of which they quit having victims.
So it sounds like you're one of these people that makes them want to kill themselves.
I mean, people always tell me I'm not accomplishing anything by talking S on the internet or to people or in front of people.
Just read the
article. According to Fox News, they're wrong.
So the article essentially is saying that people who say mean things about cops online.
Right. Fox News is saying that mean words directly cause suicides.
Well, it's social pressure. Yep.
Well, I mean, they're not wrong. I mean, that.
But it's an odd position for Fox to be taking. Given their other stances.
True. But cyberbullying certainly does cause people to kill themselves. I would expect that the kind of person who becomes a cop, however, being used to being a bully, is unlikely to be impacted to that degree by being the recipient of bullying. But let's go to the article and see what they actually have to say about it. Because it sounds to me like nonsense.
Yeah, so for the third year in a row, that being 2019... the number of police officers who committed suicide outnumbered those killed in the line of duty, according to Blue Help, a nonprofit organization that tracks law enforcement suicides. Now, that sounds a lot worse than it is right off the bat, because there aren't a whole lot of cops who die in the line of duty. I had looked this up the end of last year, early this year, and they tried to put out a number that was like 21 for the whole year, but you only got there if you counted a guy who had a heart attack and some dogs. So it was actually more like 19 or 16 or something like that.
There's a lot of people that have heart attacks on duty. I mean, firemen, this is like one of the number one killers. So, I don't know.
I imagine that these sorts of events are pretty stressful. So if you're fat and overweight and have eaten too many donuts, it's a heart attack.
So even if you want to count the heart attack, if you only counted humans, it was like 19.
I'm okay with counting the dogs, as long as, you know, they count the dogs that they shoot as human beings and then end up, you know, charged with homicide.
If they did that, I would at least say they're consistent.
Yeah, but I mean, they obviously
don't
do that.
But they still padded the number and it still only got to like 21 or 22 or something like that.
Like, which
it's
is
not
like what?
There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cops that just die in the line of duty every day.
I think it's like, I think it's, the numbers here is 52 for last year.
So roughly 5% of the number of people who were killed by cops last year. Wasn't it about 1,600 who were killed by police last year?
I don't know the numbers on that. I'm not looking that
something
up.
Something like that.
Yeah, so...
vaguely.
At any rate, 21 is significantly lower than the number of people killed by police last year.
Let's go with the 144 federal, state, and local officers have died so far in 2018, and that's the 1st of October, about the 8th of October.
Okay. So but it might have gotten up to like 160, 170.
So even if it's 200... That's still not this outrageous amount of people that they're trying to make it look like this just... That's not even one a day, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, there are lots of other jobs that are way more dangerous than that.
That much is true. There are more dangerous jobs, but as I understand it, there's mental health issues that tend to go along with being a police officer.
Sure. I mean, bullying somebody as a career is likely to cause PTSD in the same way that being a soldier is likely to cause PTSD.
Can do that.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, how immoral can you be on a regular basis before it begins to affect you and tear you apart?
Depends on the person, probably.
I'm sure it does. I mean, that's why they're not all killing themselves at, you know, 2 years into service or 5 years into service or whatever. Some people, you know, they're more psychopathic than others, so they're able to handle being aggressive bullies.
Well, let's hope that let's hope that some of these guys are frustrated that they can't fix the system, and you know, that's the solution they're coming up with. I think that there's lots of reasons that people might choose to end their own life. None of them good, and I'm kind of curious what the article says rather than you know, the glad-handed ramblings of three libertarians.
Okay, so at least 160 police officers nationwide took their own lives in 2018. One more than 2017, and a spike in 19 suicides compared to 2016. I don't know if that sentence is supposed to mean 19 more than 2016. I think that's what they mean.
Okay. And what was the total number there? I missed it. You just said it
160.
Right? Okay, 160. Gotcha.
The large majority of suicides are men who kill themselves with a gun.
Well, hold on. That's such a loaded concept in and of itself. Like, if a man is going to commit suicide, he's more than likely going to use a gun, while a woman is more likely to choose something like suffocation or something that is significantly less successful.
I think a man is just more likely to have a gun as a population. I've never looked into that, but it seems like the case.
That could be the case as well, but a woman who wants to kill herself could certainly acquire a gun in order to
True. Well, depending on, you know, if you're in California, maybe not so much. If you're in the Northeast.
But having done a more research into suicide than I care to admit, women don't tend to go to the gun as a mechanism for killing themselves. It's usually going to be like aspirin overdose or something that's not likely to actually kill them.
Seems bad.
Even if they do genuinely want to kill themselves, they just don't go to the gun.
Well, and men are just tend to be better at killing things, which is why they were conscripted as soldiers historically. So, yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
I'm going to let you own that statement.
I've said it, so...
So most of the people who killed themselves who were cops were men who used a gun. Maybe we should ban police from having guns then.
I wonder how that worked in Great Britain.
Well, I don't want to ban everyone, just the police.
That sounds real good, but I don't know how that actually plays out.
Why?
Because then they're going to take them away from everybody else, too.
But they don't have the guns that they would use to take away guns from people who weren't cops.
They'll have some higher up level that has guns.
Well, we need to take the guns away from them, too. Okay. Don't they commit suicide?
Who's this we?
We, the people who don't want them to have guns.
Yes, well...
Whoever is encompassed in my statement.
This much I'll say is the organization that gives the power to the police that they claim for themselves isn't going to entirely disarm the police. If they disarm them at all.
Yeah, and that's the problem, I would say.
I am curious about this this news article here. Let's go on.
Yeah, we're going to get back into it. Or give us a call. Tell us what are your thoughts on suicide and cop suicides in particular, because apparently more cops are killing themselves now than ever before. The number's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can use the Discord call in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever you'd like. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And let's finally get into this article coming to us from Fox News about police suicides and what they believe to be responsible for the evident increase.
Okay, so they continue. New York and Chicago lead the country with at least 5 police suicides, but Chicago's force is notably smaller. So by the numbers, it is considered the worst among police suicides, according to Blue Help. Chicago's fraternal...
Chicago has fewer police than New York? Yeah, okay.
That's what it says.
Really a smaller place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I realized that as soon as I said it.
Okay.
Chicago's Fraternal Order of Police published a statement after the death of Officer Dane Smith that blamed increasing police despair on the negative news coverage of police officers. Smith, 36, killed himself on New Year's Day. The fact that police are...
New Year's Eve would have been more appropriate. I mean,
they count
just saying.
As the next day if it's after midnight. What? So you'll read, like, silly stories and say, like, oh, this happened on Tuesday morning, but it was, like, 2 a.m. It's like, okay, that's called Monday night, but okay. So, like,
well,
it
no,
was
that's
after
Tuesday
midnight.
Morning. I mean, for us people who, like, stay up until 7 a.m., that's Tuesday morning.
So if it happened after midnight, they're going to count it as New Year's Day.
Right.
So it probably
I'm saying
really
he should have killed himself an hour earlier.
Well, so...
Sorry, Mark.
Here's what I would say is that, first off, when people drink, and New Year's Eve is definitely known as amateur night, they're much more likely to commit suicide, right? You drink too much, and for whatever reason, it's time to do it. I don't know why that is, but it happens to people. And I think that probably that's the reason here for Officer Dane, and I'm sorry about what happened to him. But, I mean... Ultimately, this is something that needs to be addressed by police departments and police unions, not putting out articles saying, stop saying mean things to our officers. I mean, if you think that the reasons are the police are killing themselves because of the things that are being told to them on the internet, then let's start programs to address the things that people are talking about on the internet so that police officers aren't getting... I mean, because police are mostly following orders from the brass. So if the complaint is what the police are doing, then in a lot of cases, it's because the brass either condone it or have directly told them to do it. So let's talk to the brass about how we can, let's just make a better work environment for police generally. And let's address the fact that, police in the United States shoot a heck of a lot more people than they do even in Canada, which is, very close and has... very similar demographics.
Sure.
And, all the excuses that people come up with regarding police in foreign country, the police in the United States versus police in foreign countries, seems like they go out the window once you start really looking at them. I don't know why police in the United States shoot more people. And I don't know why police are having trouble with suicide here. But if the claim is that they're somehow related, then fine. That's something for... cities, police unions, and policing organizations themselves to deal with.
Why does
public.
Everybody hate you to the point where you want to kill yourself?
Well, it's
sort of
similar.
Know that this is an actual causation.
No, it's just a claim from police department.
Yeah, I mean, nobody is, nobody ever wrote a song called F the Fire Department, and there's a reason for that. The fire department doesn't behave that way.
Yeah, it's very similar to the whole blowback and terrorism idea, which is that, The powers that be, the institutional system, doesn't want to accept responsibility for the fact that all of these negative things are outcomes of its own actions. So they're blaming social media and all of that because the social media blowback to what the cops are doing out in the streets. And like, no, we need the blowback to stop, but we don't actually want to address what the police are doing out in the streets. That's not the problem here, according to them. When in fact, that is the source of the problem here. As you were alluding to, Melanie, there's no F the fire department song because the fire department isn't out shooting people's dogs. In fact, they're rescuing people's dogs more often than not. They're not out looking for fires and creating fires so that they have something to do while police are out there.
Probably not going to get attacked by a firefighter. It's just
and if you
highly
are,
unlikely.
He is literally trying to save you from a fire, a fire-ridden building, and you're panicked.
In a lot of cases, firefighters work very closely with police and are fond of them, just to be clear.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah, and so he says, the fact that police are so vilified in the media and the political system, though they're not, but okay, constantly subject to false allegations that lead to discipline and other forms of harassment. Discipline is a form of harassment now. Certainly takes its toll on officers, the union said in a statement last week, and is a leading cause of despair and low morale throughout the department.
I mean, don't they have some sort of mechanism in place to determine whether or not allegations against police officers are actually true? Don't we have an entire justice system that sort of assumes that the allegations are false until they're proven 100%, especially in the case of cops, to be true? And even if they are true, there's actually no discipline that results from them?
Well, yeah. So it's hard in many departments to even make a complaint. So there's that.
Yeah, you're unlikely to. There could be video of you shooting someone unprovoked, and you're likely to walk as a cop because that happens several times.
It's happening less, though. I mean, admittedly, Americans are putting up with this less and less, and they're, holding police accountable in some cases. And at some point, you're going to find a situation where a police officer shouldn't have been held accountable and will, but I don't know if that's down the road or happened yet.
When we get to that point, then it's going to be an entirely different assessment, because if a firefighter just walks up to someone and shoots them for no reason, he's going to jail. And so people aren't going to blame the fire department for protecting him, because that's not what the fire department is going to do. That's not the case with cops. So, yeah, then we say mean words on the internet at them.
Yeah, because that's all we can do. I mean, we can't realistically shoot back, right?
No.
All we can do is use our words. And a lot of the times, they will punish people for doing that. There are police stations that have been caught, finding out who was saying negative things about them and their police officers on social media and pursuing those people for what they have said online.
Yeah.
That's true.
So the whole system.
That's not police work, gentlemen.
No, that's... What would you even call that?
If I did that,
harassment.
It would be stalking.
Vengeance, yeah.
Even if all I did was look these people up, if I did it, it would be stalking. And then if I did something else, it would be kidnapping or theft or whatever.
Good point. Yeah, it's not acceptable for us to seek out people who say mean things about us and, kidnap them and shoot them.
Yeah, that's usually frowned upon in most every society I'm aware of.
But not if you have that special little badge that says you can sort of do anything you want and get away with it.
Yeah, they do have those magic badges.
Well, they have, what's it called, some kind of immunity, basically, from prosecutions. It's a sovereign immunity, but it's not that. It's something close to sovereign immunity. And essentially, it's very difficult to bring...
That would be sovereign immunity.
Well, the state is always going to protect its own, right? And
not
the police
always.
Are...
Sometimes. Often.
As long as they can get away with it, yeah.
They, for whatever reason, seem to turn on cops when they do sexual things.
That's true. Well, that's
a pretty low bar.
Yep.
That's true. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Call us and tell us what you think.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More tough sanctions on Iran. That's what the Trump administration is imposing. Talking with reporters at the White House earlier, President Trump stressed that Iran can never have a nuclear weapon, and he said pressure on Tehran will continue to be increased. Still, the president says he's willing to speak with Iranian leaders without preconditions. Democratic Senator and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders putting out his proposal to Congress today to eliminate student loan debt for all American students.
We should not be punishing people for getting a higher education. It is time to hit the reset button.
The plan would get rid of $1.6 trillion of debt for nearly 45 million people by placing a tax on Wall Street transactions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of the airways. Tell us whatever is on your mind. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about cop suicides and the evident blame for them being placed upon the people who are upset about some of the behavior that police officers have engaged in and said mean things to them on the internet.
It sounds like a real cop-out.
Pun intended.
Oh, that's fine. is that, you know, look, you know, people are going to complain about you doing your job generally. So complaints are part of a job.
Complaints are part of existing on the internet.
When you do your job to look, if police were out there solving the rapes, the murders, the arsons, and all these things of the world, very few people would be saying mean things to them. It's the
Excellent
drug war,
point.
Ladies and gentlemen. This isn't difficult to figure out. It's the drug war. It's the drug war. It's the drug war. It's the drug war. I mean, if it wasn't for the drug war, then people wouldn't be complaining about the cops. But you've been throwing their kids, their mothers, their brothers, their sisters, their uncles, and their aunts in jail for decades now. And yes, I know you had real control of the media before, but now we've entered Web 2.0 where people get to say things back, and some people are kind of miffed about their relatives being thrown in jail. And it's because police are employed to do the will of politicians, and they say they can't do otherwise. And, you know, this is what happens when you do the will of liars and thieves. Everybody knows that politicians are liars and thieves. Everybody knows what it takes to get to be the top brass at a police department. And I mean, look, this isn't hard to figure out. And when you follow the orders of these people, this is what happens.
I would agree entirely.
I mean, I'm sorry.
I mean, it's
not simply the drug wars. I would also expand it to it's also the war on prostitution and just the war on victimless crimes in general. But the drug war is by far the largest of those incompetently waged wars against people doing things that the state has decided they shouldn't be allowed to do.
Do you think the state could win the drug war if it wanted to?
I think the fact that shrooms just became decriminalized in Denver and cannabis is being legalized across the United States is pretty strong evidence that they could not win the drug war.
I don't know
they can't keep drugs out of prisons. How are they going to keep them out of the country?
So
I don't know that we've seen them try.
It's incompetent to attempt it.
It's futile. It's pointless. I mean, there is a point. The point is to grow the roles of police departments and give jobs to people who would not otherwise be police officers.
Sure.
Many times you'll find police officers that say, well, yeah, you know, a portion of our department probably shouldn't be here, but they are. Well, gentlemen, the best way, first, what you do is you in any business, you should be cutting your bottom 5, 10, 15% of performers out because they need to go find the jobs that they're good at.
Sure.
But with police unions, that's very difficult to do, to cut out bad performers. Secondly, the brass likes having more cops rather than fewer. The politicians like more cops rather than fewer. So these departments are incentivized to have more people on duty, and the drug war allows them to do that. I mean, those cops aren't being used to to solve all these crimes that Americans really want solved. In fact, in the case of this Baltimore crew that's recently been sentenced here, I was hearing about them on NPR, they're out committing crimes. They're robbing the drug dealers. So, you know, I'm sorry. These things are easily solved. What isn't easily solved is, I want to do what I want to do the way I want to do it, and I want everybody to shut up. That doesn't work.
Now, do you think the drug war could have been the first stage of the police state game, where now we have police departments acquiring Bearcats and honestly mine-resistant tanks?
It makes it easier, because even if you've never done drugs in your whole life, that does not mean that these kind of things don't affect you, because now it's a whole lot more difficult to harass every third person for committing murder. If there's absolutely no evidence of murder, you can't really, like, throw the same body on 50 different cases. But you can
right.
throw the same bag of weed that none of the defendants ever touched on 50 different cases. So even if you've
I'm thinking about it more in terms of police presence, right? Like, first they got us used to having more police slowly, incrementally, as the drug war increased and they needed more cops in order to wage it.
Well, right, but then when you run out of real crime and you have this increased presence, what do? They harass people. Who are
sure.
either committing victimless crimes or not committing crimes at all. So now your outlay, that's suspicious because that's when drug dealers are out. You're standing funny, then that's suspicious because that's how that drug dealer stood one time. You could just be walking to work or doing something completely unrelated.
Right.
But because drugs are legal, now you can be arrested for that.
See, it's prostitutes as well, though. I mean,
yes.
There have been once you're arrested for prostitution, I mean, you basically cannot stand outside anymore, even outside of your house waiting on an Uber, because a cop will come by and arrest you for soliciting prostitution. And at that point, they don't really have to prove it, evidently.
I know nothing of this.
I've seen cases where women had
that's
being arrested once for prostitution, they were
accurate.
Sitting outside waiting on an Uber to show up to give them a ride to work. They got arrested for prostitution. And went right back into jail.
People who have been arrested for things like being in a known drug area or...
That's so absurd.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we've got it nailed down on vice crimes. We also recently read an article here on Free Talk Live where police were complaining that they were given quotas for handing out tickets. You know, they called them contact reports or whatever the terminology.
Oh, I thought that was a myth, Mark.
No, it's not a myth. And police tell you it's not a myth if they... are answering honestly. I mean, there may not actually be something called a quota,
right?
But there's something functionally called a quota. So now you have police out there looking for people breaking the law on as far as like speed limits and stuff like that. And one wonders if everybody's going 90 in a 55, then why is it 55 there?
because they put an arbitrary number on it and said you can't drive faster than this.
All right, well, and I don't know that that's fair because it could be that everyone is behaving dangerously. But if you have a quota and the safe and legal speed to drive is 55 and everyone is driving 55, what do you, as someone who wants their paycheck next week, do?
You look for the person driving without a seatbelt, not in New Hampshire.
Or you just pull over somebody at random and write them up for doing 65, even though that's not true.
Well, hopefully they would be able to.
I don't think they have to. I think that they can wait around for somebody going 65 and they'll find them. I mean, generally that's the way it is.
Yeah.
And I think
it depends on how high the quota is.
I'm like the only person I know who does not speed.
I rarely speed because I believe it to be a voluntary tax. I try to avoid it as best I can. I'm more likely to do it on an interstate than I will sort of on a local road.
I don't speed on the roads in New Hampshire. They're too...
Yeah, they move around.
They have cliffs on them? No.
I find it to be futile. Like, if the speed limit is 55 and you're driving 70 and it's a, you know, a 50-mile trip, it's only going to save you about 3 minutes.
That's right, if it's a 50-mile trip.
Yeah.
If, however, you're driving from New Hampshire to Florida, which I do twice a year,
sure,
then you're actually talking about some amount of time.
You are talking about hours at that point, yeah, most likely.
Oh, and I definitely drive absolutely legally if I am driving with out-of-state plates, which would be the case if I left New Hampshire.
Yeah, because they know you won't be in court to challenge it, right? So they're more likely,
yeah,
to pull you
which
over.
Which is weird because nobody else, like, it's not like the locals do challenge it. Like, they still got jobs.
That's true.
So,
but that's how they do it, so.
Yeah, I think that that's the solution for police and police departments around America is, gentlemen, I understand it's frustrating that people won't let you do the things that you've always done before, but we're living in a new world, and people have communication tools, and we're going to have to see some change, otherwise people are going to continue to complain.
Absolutely. I would like to see it not stop at simply complaining, though. I'm not outlining any particular action that I would prefer to see, but I don't think complaining online is necessarily having any impact, regardless of what Fox News says.
Yeah, and I don't think Fox News would say this about any other industry. People are mean to cashiers, so they're killing themselves. I don't see Fox News saying that.
Well, nobody is writing a song called F the Cashiers either.
Yeah.
So, by your own analogy, that doesn't quite hold up. But whatever is causing police to kill themselves, I don't think it's a positive thing. I just want them to stop being police officers. Stop being immoral. 855-450-3733.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Tell us whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we've been getting into this story from Fox News about police suicides. And it's interesting what people are saying about it. Like the quote here from Ron Rufo, who is a retired police officer, evidently, who wrote a book on police suicides. He's not blaming what people say on social media. He's blaming the horrors that police often encounter in the course of their jobs.
Like no doubt.
A little girl, a baby girl, who was shot in the eye.
Ugh.
That would certainly be traumatic.
Yeah.
But that's PTSD suicide. That's far more in line with what we expect of veteran suicides, you know? So that... To me, the two things are probably more than likely going to be related.
Yep, police, like firefighters, are going to see some pretty awful stuff.
Ooh, firefighters. Yeah, that's got to be. What are firefighter suicides like? Do either of you know?
I don't know. Usually when whenever I hear anything about firefighters and death, it usually has to do with heart attacks. So I know that on my department, if you have a heart attack within 24 hours of a call, it's still considered to be on duty because sometimes it can be the stress that's related or whatever.
Right.
In 2017, there were 93 of them.
93 firefighter suicides?
Yes.
That's still pretty high.
It is. Rufo told Fox News that police are often afraid to get help for fear of being labeled soft or worse, being committed and having their license to carry revoked.
Ah.
Yeah, so...
That's that whole red flag nonsense.
Yeah, so self-reporting laws, self-reporting procedures should be confidential. Your coworkers shouldn't know that you went to see the psych department.
Well,
that would solve that.
Shouldn't be, but, I mean, if you've ever worked anywhere, you know that's not how it actually plays out. Somebody's going to see you going into that office or into that building or driving there or whatever. They're going to tell their coworkers and they're going to tell everyone else. And the next thing you know, everyone will know that you went to go talk to the shrink.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are ways to mitigate that. And then, yeah, so that's the consequence of taking people's rights away when they seek mental health treatment. They're not going to give up their rights. They're just going to not seek mental health treatment. So the choices aren't, well, people who need mental health care don't have guns, or people
Having their rights taken away was only part of it. The rest of it was social stigma. You know, the fear of being labeled soft.
Yeah, one of those things is entirely solvable by the state, and the other one is largely solvable by the department. Now, can they guarantee that no one will ever find out that you went to see a psychologist? No, but there's things they can do to make that a lot less likely.
So, I think that what we do need to see change in America basically addresses the idea that you're soft if you see something terrible. So I've had bad dreams and all kinds of stuff surrounding my work as a firefighter. It's gross. And I mean, it's yucky stuff to look at sometimes. But I think it's people who are broken on the inside who don't need therapy after seeing stuff like that, rather than people who do. And
I think I would agree.
Yeah. So I agree we need a cultural change for that. That's more difficult to accomplish. That's not to say we shouldn't do it. But there are less difficult things we can do to kind of work around that in the meantime.
Yeah, and I agree completely with your statement that if they make make it likely that you will lose your license to carry a firearm if you go seek mental health treatment, then just fewer people will seek mental health treatment.
Yes, I mean, I have advised people, okay, don't go to this kind of therapist, because they can, if you go to this one, it's a diagnosis, I think you need to go, but maybe you need a gun more. That's up to you. Like, I know people who have done this. Like, people aren't just going to that's not what people are going to do. The real options are you can have treated people with mental illness have guns, or you can have untreated people with mental illness have guns. Those are the real options.
Yep. Sure. Well, I mean, in their worldview, their mentality is that if they can't legally have a gun, then they just magically won't have one. Right.
Well, it's still,
so they
don't
see that conflict in the first place.
Even though I could very easily get a gun illegally, I would still neglect to seek mental health treatment if I thought that it would take away my legal ability to have a gun.
I would tend to agree.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and with a police officer, it's a much bigger deal because it's their livelihood. It's like pulling a CDL from a truck driver as opposed to anybody else. And a driver's license from your average driver. So I think that cops have every reason to not want to seek mental health treatment if they're going to lose their license to be a police officer.
Yeah, that's true, too. It's like, well, you're going to lose your gun, you're going to get fired, and you can't ever get this job back. Yeah, you'd be that's almost like a sanity test in itself. You'd be insane to seek help at that point if that's what's going to happen.
I would agree. Riffo goes on to say that they're keeping a lot inside of what they see on a daily basis. Tragedy, critical accidents, it builds up. And they don't really speak to their significant other about it, so it just keeps going. But he also adds that the backlash on police officers is taking a toll. So he addresses the real issue, which is going to be the trauma of what they do. And right, there is some trauma out there. If you have a child who gets shot in the face, you're going to need someone to go and deal with that.
Emergency services are going to be called, and those emergency services are going to, be some police, some firefighters, some EMS, some things like that. Yeah.
There's no solution for that, though. It's always going to be a traumatic experience to happen across something like that and be the one who has to clean up the mess.
Well, the solution is to offer mental health services without putting the price tag on it of, and by the way, you lose all your civil rights if you get these mental health services.
I'm not sure that any mental health services will help anyone actually recover from, like, seeing a 3-year-old shot in the head and burned or whatever. To me, that's something that's probably going to permanently damage you with no way to undo it.
I think it would be a lot. There might still be some residual effects, but I think you would get rid of most of it if you could actually seek treatment.
I'm not sure.
Nope.
I'm not an expert on the subject, but he says, he admits that there are bad cops, even racist officers that need to be weeded out. But general disrespect for police hurts morale. Well, To me, that sounds like a positive thing.
Well, I don't know what to do about that. If there are racist cops that need to be weeded out, exactly who is supposed to weed them out? And
yeah, because they're not doing it.
Right. Well, I mean, if they exist, then they have not been weeded out, have not yet been weeded out. One would presume they've been on the force for years, if not decades. Who's supposed to do it? Well, I think the public, some of it, some of the public is disenchanted with the speed at which these bad cops are weeded out that he has admitted exist. So how does the public go about getting what they want? Well, they express their concern. That's what's happening. And it's being called what? Abuse or something. It's being labeled as something other.
They said it was harassment.
Harassment. There's just no winning with this particular thing. I mean,
except to shut up and let baby have its way.
That I think that's basically what's being said here is we have been able to do what we want without the public being able to see it for a very long time, and we want to continue that behavior. And we are sick and tired of all these people with cell phones. We're sick and tired of this demand that we wear these cameras on our chest. We're tired of not being trusted. We're tired of it. Well, I don't know how to address it, gentlemen, but it looks like you got a problem that somebody in your in departments like yours made. Yeah, I mean, is this a prejudice? Yes, it's a prejudice. How do we address that? I don't know, but it isn't complaining.
He mentions you, Melanie. He says there are people who really don't care if an officer gets hurt or killed.
Well, there's a reason for that, and I don't feel that way about firefighters or librarians or mailmen or...
Well, I certainly don't want officers to be... I don't want officers to be injured or anything like that. I want them to understand why the feedback that they're complaining about in these two articles. I want them to understand what that's about as opposed to, just this victimhood. I mean, victimhood, it's so ordinary. So many people experience victimhood. You got to step back. The customer is always right. So you got to step back and say, what are we doing wrong here? Because
absolutely,
we are the customers, supposedly, of this monopoly protection organization.
That's a weird way to put it. But you're absolutely right. They should step back and evaluate, because feedback is critical to the continuation of any organization, whether it's the police or the state or just a company that sells you stuff.
And just in general, if that many people want you dead, maybe, they're not necessarily right, but think about it.
I'm crazy about my Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without my Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.